Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 116 people were crushed to death at an overcrowded Hindu religious gathering in northern India on Tuesday, government officials said, the worst such tragedy in more than a decade. A large crowd had gathered for a sermon by a popular preacher near the northern Indian city of Hatras, but as they were leaving, a fierce dust storm sparked panic. Many were crushed or trampled, falling on top of each other, with some collapsing into a roadside drain in the chaos. A senior police officer said it appeared, quote, more people had come than permission was asked for. A New York judge on Tuesday delayed Donald Trump's sentencing for his conviction stemming from hush money paid to a porn star until September 18th, after the former U.S. president asked for a chance to argue he should have been immune from prosecution. Based on Monday's Supreme Court ruling, former presidents do have limited immunity, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Prosecutors with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said earlier on Tuesday that Trump's argument was, quote, without merit, but agreed to delay the sentencing to give Trump the chance to make his case. In a written ruling, New York Justice Juan Merchant said he would rule on Trump's request by September 6th, with sentencing to follow less than 2 weeks later, should the judge decide to uphold the conviction. A New York jury found Trump guilty on 34 counts relating to the illegal concealment of payments to Stormy Daniels in an effort to buy her silence about what she says was a sexual affair with a former reality TV star. Trump pleaded not guilty and denies the affair.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged continued support for the newly formed Haitian government on Tuesday.
The Prime Minister, his government, are leading Haiti at an absolutely critical time to be able to move all of